Hello and welcome to another Wednesday vlog. So over the course of the last week, I saw a post on one of the Forest School Facebook groups and it really got me thinking. So the question was, where do old Forest School leaders go? Essentially, what are the long-term plans for when you can no longer pull heavy carts up hills and you still want to continue running Forest School sessions and being involved in this space, but it may be a little too physically demanding. Now my initial thought on that was that if you've spent 20, 25 years or more in Forest School, you have a lot of valuable information to give, and that maybe that's the time when you start passing on that information to others and start empowering the next generation forward and let them do some of the heavy lifting in the sessions. But it's got me thinking about where I want to be in 5-10 years, because it's easy to get focused on the everyday, on just building the sessions, building a bigger audience, getting through the week, getting through the month, and really having fun in the woods. And I think as forest leaders and woodland leaders, we tend to look very much at the day-to-day and go, I'm happy doing this, so therefore I'm going to continue doing this. But I think there needs to be thought given to progression and to growth. Where are you moving to? Are you going to expand the business? Is there going to be a point where you want to shift what you're doing? Are you heading towards a point where you'll need more income? Chances are you are, because cost of living is going up. There's probably going to be a point where you'll be forced to make a difficult decision about whether you continue the sessions or not. Unless you are really thinking about and building progression into your forest school career. What I mean by that is that the time to start working towards something is now. If I give you an example, I'm currently having a good look at the wilderness therapeutic practitioner qualification. It's, I think, a year or 2 year long course. It's a bit of an investment, it takes a bit of time, and it basically helps you add a more therapeutic element to your sessions and maybe start working with groups for mental health and so on. I've had Chris Grice on the podcast to talk about this, and we've got a nature therapy conference coming up, so it has been on my mind. It's an interest, and it's, at the moment, I don't feel like I need to add it to my sessions. I don't feel like it's an important part of my delivery or that it's lacking. But I'm now trying to think, where do I want to be 2 or 3 years down the line? Do I want to be running these same sessions at the same costs? Because essentially I can only raise costs so much before I don't have any customers. And I can just about raise them in level with inflation, but it will be the same. I won't be progressing. If you think of Forest School as it's above entry level, but if you think of basic Forest School as an entry level qualification into the outdoor instructor journey, then it's not something that is designed to be there for life. You're supposed to progress beyond an entry-level position. If you were in a school, you'd start out as a trainee teacher. You'd then move up to a full teacher. Then you might start taking on additional responsibilities. Then you may well take on subject leadership. And then you may well start moving up into the senior levels management, and then moving up from there. And that probably is high as many people want to go. But there is a progression. Most other jobs, you start at the bottom, you start as a member of the team, then you may move up to leading your own team, you may move up to managing several teams, and then you move on to the visionary level. And it's utilizing those skills and experiences that you've gathered along the way to then move the organization into a better direction. And that's what I'm kind of getting at, is that you're developing skills and you need to be thinking about how they are moving you forward and what the skills you're developing now will lead to. Do you want to take on coaching of other leaders? Do you want to have mentoring opportunities? Do you want to teach people how the different activities, share activities that you've designed? Do you want to branch out in a new direction, work with mental health, do more outdoor learning and conservation? These are all things to start thinking about before you have that crunch point where you go, ah, the income I had before currently isn't the income I need now. Whether it's a new child in the family, a relative that needs more care, all of these things have the power to impact us. And having the ability, the financial ability, to step up and step forward and change the way you're doing things to meet that, rather than having to make the difficult choice and give up something that you really enjoy doing. So what are your 3 to 5 year plans? Where are you taking your forest school journey? I'd really love to know. If you've got any questions or feedback, please do drop them in the comments or send them over to info@brackenoutdoors.com. With that, I'll leave it for another week. Remember, make the most of every day, and I'll see you all next time.